Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleed Sports Podcast. Ooh, sports today. I'm Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
Doing fantastic. I guess that means we have to talk about something in
We're going to
sports.
have to talk some kind of sports because I said it was a sports podcast.
Let's do this. Let's talk about weightlifting.
Let's talk about
That's a
weightlifting
sport.
because from the bracket challenge that Adam lost, he is going to finally pay his debts, and he is going to take his 1 pound weight and he's going to hold it in the air for this entire podcast. Now, Adam,
Yeah, we got to talk about this.
okay, let's talk about it. Let's go. Good. Ask your questions.
I'm gonna need, okay, I'm not even gonna ask. I'm just gonna say I'm gonna need free range to move. I'm gonna have to straighten sometimes. I'm gonna have to switch if I need to.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know. Are we switching? Yeah, switching hands, good. I just say as long as it's above the belly,
Okay.
I feel good. Like I'm not telling you it's got to
This is
be.
can this be?
Okay.
Here's what I was thinking. I'm good with that. If we go with that, I'm just thinking as long as the elbow is not
Not
resting on the
resting.
body,
Okay, I'm good with
as
that.
long
Yeah,
as
as long as
we're,
the
it could
elbows
be
are.
here, it could be here, it could be here,
I
here,
feel like
here.
this is easier than this anyway.
I don't know. That's already some relief right there.
Really? Then this? You can.
Yeah.
I think that you're okay to.
Well,
Oh,
as long as the
that's why, because I'm resting my elbow against my body here.
Well, the elbow's away, and this still feels better because I think on the shoulder. I think the shoulder's going to be the
Yeah.
hard thing.
When I go like this, yeah. But when I got it here, that's when it got easy.
Yeah,
Yeah. I
yeah,
rested against my body. Yeah.
yeah. I might have to go chicken wing out. I might have to go straight out,
Switch them
up,
up. Switch them
push
up.
it
Yep,
over.
absolutely.
All
I'm
right.
good with it. All
Okay.
right, that
Well,
sounds
here
good.
I go.
All right,
I'm off and running.
time to start. Can we actually, you know what? Let's put it down for a second.
Yeah.
Let's do a let's do, Adam told me, I could be wrong about this, maybe not, but I believe we're bringing back a segment, and I'm going to allow you to put it down so we can have our Reese's segment back again.
Welcome back, Reese's. Finally, I found another new item that Reese's
I
has
love it.
released,
I
right?
love it.
I go, so this will also help me lead into the next thing we're talking about. But first, Reese's, I go into the so there's a gas station that I'll go into sometimes.
Ooh.
I'll go into by work, right? And I'm about
Okay.
45-minute drive from work. So if I need gas, I'll go there before I drive home.
Is it the
Sometimes
Thorntons on 747?
it's a no, this is in Lebanon now. So
Oh,
there's
sorry.
a
Oh,
speedway
okay.
out
All
there.
right.
So I'll go to the speedway sometimes for gas, sometimes for a snack.
Yeah,
It's always
absolutely.
it's gonna be a you know
Yeah.
you're
Are you
the
kidding
king
me?
of gas
Yeah,
station snacks, right? You're
absolutely.
on the road. You're on the road.
Absolutely.
So and I'm like I'm on the road 45 minutes. That's a big deal to me. For
That's a
you,
long
that's
time,
like
bud. That's a long time.
yeah, but for
A
you,
long
it's
time
like
for a lot of
all
people.
right. Anyway, so I go in, I'm looking at the Reese's section, of course, and I just happen to jump by these Reese's cluster bites.
Love it.
Let's
Love
see, a
it.
little
Little glare. I think we
glare,
got
glare.
it. Yep.
Okay, got it. Let's open them. So this is my thing. How is every package now not a resealable package?
I don't understand that.
That's
It doesn't make
beautiful. You
sense.
had has to be a
Yes.
resealable package.
Oh, this looks interesting. Let's
So yeah,
take a couple of
what do
these.
the ingredients
It
say?
looks like we've got this is peanut butter, caramel, and peanuts covered in chocolate candy.
These are tiny Snickers.
So it looks like it's got peanut butter in the middle,
Oh, with peanuts.
wrapped with a little bit of caramel, and outside of the caramel, they stick about three or four peanuts and then cover it in chocolate.
Let's see.
Hmm.
I mean,
Yeah.
it's a Snickers with peanut butter.
It's a Nutrageous bar. It's their Nutrageous bar, but just in clusters.
There it is.
That's all this is. They chopped up their. Yeah. It's good. I love talking with my mouth full. It's good. I'm gonna sit them back here so you can reach back and grab them whenever you want, bud.
All right.
But I'll eat these throughout the entire day. There's no doubt
Good.
about that. Yeah, that's an outrageous. You know what? I'm gonna go with this.
What's that?
I'm probably gonna go 9-7.
You really like these.
Not super high, but not really bad.
That's funny. Yeah.
No,
No.
9-7.
No.
Not
All
really high.
right, I'm gonna go 9-1. Not far apart on this. I don't like the
I like,
peanuts.
but
Yeah.
I love, yeah, we eat this all the time. I just don't like the peanut part.
I agree with you. That's yeah. Yep.
Same thing with the Nutrageous bar that they make. The Outrageous bar is by far 1,000 times better.
Because it's the same without peanuts.
No peanuts, instead, Reese's Pieces Minis.
Nah, yeah. Okay. That's right. That's right.
Thousand times better.
What's gonna make this easier. If I do my normal thing, it's just gonna flow easier. It's just gonna be I'm not even gonna think
You just
about it.
have a heavy pen.
I just have a heavy yeah, but this is a little off balance. But anyway, I just have a heavy pen. So
Meanwhile, I'm gonna sit over here with my elbows on the table
we're good.
and relax.
Relax. Yeah, you're, half out of frame, but that's all right.
Sorry, 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 sorry.
You're gonna make our producer, Jared. What do we call him?
Peanut,
Roger. K yeah,
Roger Cagle,
Gregory.
Roger Cagle. Let's
That's
go.
not what I was
Oh,
thinking.
sorry.
I was trying to think of two different first names, but
I got a story for you.
we should get Uncle Roger to produce this podcast. Go ahead. Yes.
I had lunch with Uncle Roger.
He's the best.
So, go over there one day. He bought some shock, not some shock, some chlorine. We were splitting a big tub of chlorine. We
As
can get it cheaper.
nephews and uncles do.
Yeah, for the pool. Got over there and gave me a tour of the house. It was nice. Got a nice tour of the house. Same
Good
house
new
he's
house.
lived. Same house he's lived in for, probably going on 40 years now.
Okay.
I love Uncle Roger, man. He has got the best stories.
Yeah, he really does.
I don't know if he makes up jokes constantly in his head or if he just remembers 4 million jokes. Some of them hit, some of them don't. Went to J&J's. He knows every waitress at J&J's. Bull crapping with them. They came in and they're going, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is your uncle." And he's cracking up, laughing, telling jokes, and just hilarious. I ended up on a ladder cleaning some styrofoam thing. He kept calling it alien feces or something fell out of the sky, but ended up cleaning some stuff off the house on a ladder with a old knife and on my head. So just crazy.
Just
Anyway,
foam on the house.
it was just a random, it was like a ball that had some kind of foam in it, and somebody must have threw it up there and it exploded and stuck to the house because I found the ball with the rest of the stuff in it up there underneath the gutter.
Okay.
So anyway,
All right. That's
what a
a
good guy. This dude, we're pulling down the street and it's a windy garbage day, right? You pick in your garbage can, like the garbage had already came.
Oh yeah.
And he just said, "Oh, just meet me at the top of the street." And there's about five garbage cans knocked over. And he picked every single one of them up, took them back into the driveway and everything,
That's
man.
a neighborhood man
My
right
man
there.
is retired and he is just, and he's born again, right?
Good.
He's born again. And my man is just, he's living the life. I'm super jealous of Uncle Roger right now.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good being retired.
And he goes to J&J's for breakfast and lunch. Like, I mean, I could lives down the street from J. Like, I would love that. J&J's is one of the greatest restaurants to ever come across.
Still in the play across from the plaza? Is
Yeah.
that where? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When they built that Kroger's.
I'm right down the street from there too. Why don't I go there
I
more
don't know.
often?
Cash only, don't forget.
Cash only. That's why I don't go. All right. I'll have to go in there just to see if I can see Uncle Raj.
There's a good chance to get there in the morning. It's $5.98 breakfast or something like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's a bargain right now.
It super definitely
Sheesh.
is. I don't
Right.
know what it gets. I went
Double
there.
decker breakfast
I went
sandwich.
there for lunch, so I don't know what it gets. But
Double decker egg sandwich and
yeah.
sausage.
So, when was the last time you were at? So J&J's is a deli, double decker sandwich, a sandwich kind of joint, right? Last time you went, and the sandwiches are giant. They put, a pound of, if you get a roast beef and turkey, it's a pound of roast beef and a pound of turkey. So, I don't know how they stay in business, to be honest with you, because lunch meat is so expensive right now. What's your order at a sandwich place like that, double decker?
I'm most likely getting just a turkey, probably a turkey club. Probably
Okay.
a turkey club with no tomato or onion.
Okay. All right.
It's gonna
Okay.
have bacon, it's gonna have cheese. I'm gonna make sure it
Yep.
has cheese on it.
Sure.
A little mayonnaise, probably.
I go off the script. My sandwich is not a sandwich at J&J's. They got egg salad, they got egg slices, they've got turkey, and they'll have like egg slices and ham, or they'll have egg salad and something else. I don't know what it'd be, but I get egg salad and turkey double decker.
Wow.
Dude,
Egg salad and
the egg
turkey.
salad just falls off of, most of it falls out, and
Falls off a bone, huh?
then I take the chips and I crumble them in the egg salad that's left over. Get the
Wow.
little fork
Look
going.
at you.
I got a plan, bud.
You do
This
have a
ain't my
plan.
first rodeo. This ain't my
Good for
first rodeo.
you. That doesn't sound seem I don't know if I've ever had egg salad, but it sounds terrible. But that's not
Oh my
bad.
God,
That's probably pretty good.
egg salad, tuna salad, chicken salad. You make
Yeah.
it a salad, I'm eating it, bud, because that means there's a ton of mayonnaise in there. And if you got something with a ton of mayo, I'm eating it.
That really makes it not a salad, honestly,
Mayo, salt, I'm in.
but
Those are
sure.
my two go-tos right there, bud. You got mayo or you got salt, I'm in. Let's go.
I hear you. Okay.
Gosh, my arteries have got to be just totally clogged.
Let's have a race to see who can have a heart attack first.
So the winner has a heart attack?
Gets a bypass.
Oh, was that a joke?
No,
Oh, that was good though. That winner gets a
it
bypass. I like it. Okay.
wasn't.
All right. Nice. All right. Does single bypass count? I feel like if it's not double bypass or bigger, triple or quadruple, I feel like single bypass. I've never even heard that before.
I haven't either. I don't know if
Or
it's
is
a
it
thing.
just he had bypass surgery?
Under the knife, that's it. That's all that
Ooh,
matters.
got to go under the
If
knife.
you're under the knife, that's it. You're the winner.
Can you have a heart attack without going under a knife?
Oh, yeah, I think if you take baby aspirin or something
Minor,
early
like a
enough.
minor. Oh, maybe I should start taking baby aspirin every day. There's a lot of people who do that, right? Take baby aspirin every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jumping back real quick to the Reese's.
Oh,
I
yeah.
saw it at the gas station, right across from the gas station. I will also once in a while stop at the car wash, right? Just the drive-through car, or you go into the car wash, they say neutral, please. And then you put it in neutral and it carries you through, right?
Where do you go?
So it's funny you say that. This is a, and we'll say it because it's not a bad thing. Mike's Car Wash. Okay. It's the one I go to all the time because there's one right by the house. And then there's one right by work. So if the car's in need of a little
TLC.
TLC, crazy, sexy,
It's
cool.
Mike. It's
I was trying to make
Mike's
it
car
took me
wash for
that
me.
long to do a TLC joke. I'm that's my brain's bad. Anyway,
It's like a waterfall when you get in there.
it's and you don't want to go chasing them. That was good. That was good. I pull up. Okay, the guy comes out quick. I'm getting there. Tell him which one I want. Sure, here you go. He writes it with soap on your windshield, and then he goes. He's tearing the receipt off of the little printout thing, right? He goes, here's your Mike's receipt. And I'm like, you called it a Mike's receipt? I don't know. This is, I mean, it's
I'm
not funny, but
sorry. I thought something was
that's
coming.
the punchline.
When you said, "Here's your mic's receipt," I was expecting to go, "And here's my number," or something was cut. I thought something was coming afterwards.
I've never heard it called a Mike's receipt or any other name of a company receipt.
Here's a
It's
Kroger receipt.
you're
Here's
verbally branding your receipt.
your Kohl's receipt. I
Yeah.
mean, he's not lying. You
He's
went to Mike's. If somebody said, "Hey, do you have your Mike's car wash receipt?" You would be like, "I have my Mike's receipt."
But if a guy, if we're there, if we're at the place, I just paid the man that works there and he gives me the receipt. There's no other receipt it could be, right? He didn't tell me after that, please pull around the Mike's driveway to the Mike's opening of the car wash.
Please be sure to stay on the Mike's concrete the whole time, on Mike's concrete.
You'll see Mike standing there with the hose. He's gonna, it's a Mike's hose. He's gonna shoot your Mike's car with a Mike's hose. He called it a Mike's receipt, and that blew me away. It blew me away. I've never heard that before.
Well, I'll tell you what. This weekend, our baseball team is having our third annual golf outing.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And we've got Mike's Car Wash gave us some free car washes.
There's nothing better than the book that you get. My dad and I get each other that for Christmas every year. You get the book. You got, whatever it is, five, six car washes.
Is that like
The
a certain
next,
amount per month? Like you get a certain amount of receipts per month or?
you can do it that way, or you can do the book where it's like you basically pay for five washes. The book's like the cost of five washes, but you get six washes in there. So somebody pays for your book. I get it as a gift. I got six free car washes.
Nice.
It's a great deal. It's a great gift. Great gift. Love getting that every year. So anyway, it probably didn't land to anybody who's watching this, but to me, I'm like, he called it a Mike's receipt.
I heard it, but the way you said it, I thought there was something coming right
In addition,
afterwards.
yeah.
Like I feel like you, like if you were Neil Brennan and you were out at the clubs working a joke, I feel like you would have recorded that and went, "Oh, I probably should have said it," instead of saying, "And here's your Mike's receipt." I probably should have go with a, "Here's a Mike's receipt."
That's
You
why they
know,
work those
that's
jokes
why they
so
work
many
them.
nights for so long, and because they tweak them, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, I got a Mike's receipt at Mike's Car Wash,
Nicely
believe it or
done.
not.
Well done.
And
Thank God you didn't get a Target receipt at Mike's Car Wash.
no, unless it was for something great at Target, then I go back and I
Go to Mike's to return it.
go to Target and say, hey, was on my receipt. I paid for it, but I didn't get it. Or hey, I don't know. No, nothing I was gonna say made sense. So
I love every bit of it, bud. I love every bit. It's crazy how holding that thing up can just, it's just killing you right now.
it really is. I feel it in the shoulder
All
already.
right.
And we're I mean, we should probably be doing comedy. We should probably be
What are
doing
we doing?
comedy right
Is it
now.
Mount Rushmore time?
Yeah.
Adam, what's going on in your life, bud? You had some stuff going on this week, didn't you?
So I did. I
Besides your
went to
Mike's car
the car
went to
wash.
the car
So
wash.
that was one thing. Yesterday, for the first time, Chris, ever, I used on a resume to apply for a job under work experience,
Did you for real?
podcast co-host. Yeah.
Yes.
Company name,
Nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds
Nice.
Podcast.
Did you put me as a reference?
I didn't put any references. It didn't ask for references. That should probably be automatic. I probably should have done a cover letter too. I hate cover letters, but so I didn't do that. I'm not gonna be. It's for an internship in New York City. It's not. They're not even gonna look at it.
New York Knicks?
It's no. iHeartMedia.
Ooh.
iHeartMedia. So it was relative work experience,
Yeah.
for something in podcasting. Anyway,
Man,
not a not a host.
that's gonna put a damper on our podcast, bub.
No, we'll just have to. Well, I mean,
No.
per in person.
That would be awesome. Now we're zooming it and you're working there.
Yeah. I'll learn how to actually do it. So, I mean,
And how to monetize off of it. I'm sure there are people that have done this way less time than us, have way less viewers that are somehow finding a way to get more viewers than we are by doing nothing.
Sure. Because they look into it. I mean, it's just,
100%.
we're just fine with this. So, those were my big things. I went to the car wash and he told me that the receipt I was receiving was from the car wash. And then number two,
Great would have been if he'd have been like, and here's my McDonald's receipt.
yeah. You know what's funny is next door is a McDonald's.
Never know.
That would have made sense, actually.
All right, I'm gonna go through here and get my super wash, and I'll take home my receipt for a Big Mac.
You know what? That could be something that, you know, like on the back of a receipt could be a dollar off coupon for the McDonald's or something, right? Right. Remember the world's finest chocolate bars that we sold? They had the dollar, whatever. I forget what it, I think it was Wendy's for maybe a while
Oh
or something, or
yeah.
Arby's or something like that. So that could have been, that could have been some partnerships.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Have you heard this?
I don't know. Oh yeah, the two different voices.
Yeah.
That's happening with me right now. I got
I just it
something
just happened to me a second ago, and that's why I did it, but I did, it happened to me because I had food in my mouth.
on my mind. I've got phlegm in my throat or something.
So this is from was it last night, I want to say?
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? So I think what you put off surface level is different than we're all humans. We all have
Hold on.
We're human beings at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So I think what you put off surface level is different than, you know, we're all humans. We all have emotions and good days and bad days. But I think that, you know, the reason I've had success leading my franchise
How
and growing
crazy. So you heard that, right?
Yeah, I did.
And same thing happened on the Pat McAfee show.
Guys left, and Sabonis is a great player, and they had other guys, but like, I think for the more casual basketball fan, it wasn't appealing, you know, like,
Yeah.
post basketball is not appealing unless it's Jokic or Joel or Shaq, you know what I mean?
You have two different voices.
I do. People say that all the time.
Did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if it was our microphones.
I never catch it, you know, like, I watch.
Pat McAfee straight called him out right off the bat, like, whoa, bro, you have two different voices. What was that?
So I did
What did
not
you
hear
say?
that.
That was off Pat McAfee a while back. Yeah.
Okay.
And
So
that one went in and out.
now I believe it's true because what I heard last, and I didn't hear it on the one that you played, but the one that I heard last night, the same thing, there was like a, it sounded like the microphone, something
So
happened
that
to the
was
microphone.
the whole thing, is they were saying like that he was in studio at the Pat McAfee show when this ha when the McAfee one happened, and the other one was in a po in a press conference, and it's been, you know, said many many times, like, look, like there were this was not a technical difficulties thing, something didn't happen. Like, is that insane?
Yeah.
Is there
It's
two Tyrese Halliburtons? Is he AI? Is he the first? Is he getting busted? Like, is he one of the early AI humans that he's actually a robot and now he's having some like glitches going through?
it could be. It could he's two he's been two different players this year. He was first half Tyrese and he's been second half Tyrese, unfortunately. But the Pacers did pick up, did win game two in Milwaukee and made that and tied that series at one going back.
And Sabonis is a great player and they had other guys, but like, I think for the more casual basketball fan, it wasn't appealing, you know, like,
Yeah.
post basketball is not appealing unless it's Jokic or Joel or Shaq, you know what I mean?
You
Like,
have two different voices.
I do. People say that all the time.
Did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if it was our microphones.
I never catch it. You know, like I watch podcasts after and I'm like, dang, my voice changed. I don't
Mid sentence.
Yeah. Did you guys? I'm
Oh, yeah.
just, I wrote it down.
Two different voices.
Yes. It just happens that way naturally sometimes.
Yeah, but
No, I don't control. I have no control over it. It just happens.
how crazy is that?
That is so, that's so crazy.
That's so crazy, man.
That's so
You got
crazy.
this guy, dude. It sounds like it was two different people talking. If you just were listening to the radio, it would sound like two people talking to each other.
Yeah, I his voice, I can hear it in, I can hear it in both voices, the relationship between the two.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can hear both voices of my voices right now. And then you can also hear it in this as well. Like, it sounds like my voice, but I just, you know, I'm not really sure exactly which guy, which Tyrese I want to be right now. You know what I'm saying?
There's like a, there's a little bit of a rasp in both.
Yeah.
But it's also, but then he like almost hollows out his throat or something. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
One is from his throat and the other is from his nasal passage.
Yeah. I'm glad you played the one from McAfee's show, because I had not heard that, but I did hear it was like on the internet all over the place last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I think the microphone just, because there was like a little like static.
It almost looked like it. Yeah.
And like in the press conference one, I think, I was like, oh, well, there was just something with the audio there.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No, sir.
Nope. He talked
and
about
crazy
it. He's like,
is,
yeah.
Is that one, changes. That one was like, it was all one voice and then all the other voice.
Yeah.
What did you drop? You got your pen's in your hand. You just don't know because you got a 1 pound weight in your hand that you're, so you don't even feel your pen.
His pen was
a little heavy.
Heavy.
So I don't know. I love that. I want to play that all the time now. And when I do it, I want to constantly talk in two different voices.
I'm going to be listening for it all the time.
100%. But that's what I was going to say is the one last night, it was all this voice and then all this voice. But in the McAfee show, it was like in and out and in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That was weird. Okay. Do we want to go? So, okay. So there, that series is 1-1. The Knicks are up 2-0 now after a crazy ending to game two in New York. So they go to Philly, Knicks up 2-0. I still think the Sixers can win both of those games and start that series back over. We have Dallas won last night in LA against the Clippers. That series is 1-1. Denver, this is what we want to talk about. Denver is up 2-0 against the Lakers. Going to LA now.
How can you? The Lakers led the game, both games, especially the second game, for like 90% of both games. And then just in the last 5 minutes, just decided they were going to lose it all.
Yeah. That's because the Nuggets know what they're doing the whole time.
They're like, yep. I don't know about that. There's never a point where they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go down 20 in the third quarter.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It may not matter, but that's not like they don't know that they're doing that.
For some reason, the Nuggets, even though there's more talent on other teams, they're the best team. Like it seems like it's no 100%. Matter what, it seems like it's going to be, and Minnesota's been great and all that. And the Thunder have been great.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's just going to be Denver and Boston. And there's like no doubt about it almost. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's look, we got surprised when Miami beat Boston tonight, right before we started recording. Yeah. So maybe the Lakers take one in LA, but it's not going to surprise anybody if the Nuggets sweep, and it's going to be fine if it's five, but if it goes six, that's when I'll be really surprised. The only way Denver loses this series is if Jokic gets hurt early in the next game or anytime in the next game.
And you know, Jamal Murray has been hurt a lot of the season and he's kind of been back and forth and not sure what Jamal Murray is going to show up, but Jamal Murray is back. Jamal Murray's back.
I mean, he hit the shot against Anthony Davis, I think.
And they asked Anthony Davis, they said, what happened? Did he come off a pick? Did you miss? He goes, Jamal Murray made the shot and put his microphone down and walked off the stage.
Yeah, he said, Jamal Murray made the shot.
For those of you listening on radio.
Turn on YouTube, will you?
If you're not on YouTube, Adam has taken his black 1 pound weight and made it into his unibrow.
That's right. He also said, by the way, if you didn't see this, Anthony Davis is not one of the three finalists for Defensive Player of the Year, and he had a problem with that.
I would too. He's unbelievable.
It's just that there are four, five, six, seven, eight guys that you can, you could make finalists. So it's, but he says he's the best defensive player in the league. He said, he's like, he said, the league doesn't like me, which is, I think, a dumb thing.
I hate that.
He said, they're never going to give me defensive player of the year. The league doesn't like me. So I'm done with it. Who cares? Which he's saying I'm done with it.
You're not quite done with it.
And that's the opposite of what he's actually doing. Anyway, so that was another thing that he said. Other series, everything's two games. I mean, mm-hmm. We're only two games in, so there's really, we'll talk a lot more about
the
NBA series.
Playoffs are so drawn out more than Major League Baseball. At least they'll play a couple back to backs.
Yeah. There's a lot of space in between games. There's 3 days in between games when you have to switch cities. So it does takes a long time. I'm fine with that. Let's prolong basketball as long as we can. But especially in the first round, it's like there's so – look, I love having games. Playoff games every night is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When there are so many games that you can't put them all – you can't stagger them,
mm-hmm.
you have to have them going on at the same time sometimes. That's tough because I want to watch as many of the playoff games as I can. Also, the other night – the Cavs Magic game is on NBA TV and it's blacked out for us. That's still dry. The blackout stuff in sports is like the second worst thing about it. Injuries are the worst part about sports, but the blackout stuff is so, I can't watch Reds games because I don't pay for an extra cable service just to get the one stupid channel that they're on. And I can't buy MLB.TV because it's blacked out because it's available on Bally Sports.
Because it's available on Bally Sports where we live, then we can't get it on the baseball app.
Either way, I'm paying for it. Why can't I get it?
So NBA is the same way? The NBA? NBA
yeah,
TV?
But this was NBA TV. League Pass is the same way, actually.
What?
I'm pretty positive I can't watch Cleveland Cavaliers games on League Pass.
Why?
Because it's available on Fox Sports Ohio or whatever. I mean, Bally.
But you pay a fee for a service.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's the same thing with MLB.TV. You're paying for that.
Well, how come I do MLB audio, the radio version. I can listen to every Reds game.
Yep.
And it's available. It's actually available for free with AM radio. Whereas if you want Bally's, you're going to have to pay something. So I'm paying something. Now I'm paying for MLB. I don't know. This is dumb. I don't understand any of it.
I don't know. The blackout restrictions, I mean, luckily it's the Cavs game, which, you know, back in the day, when LeBron was in Cleveland, I had Bally Sports. I had the cable network that had that. You know, so it's not as big a deal because they're a good team, but they're not that same kind of team. So I don't mind missing it so much, but the fact that it's not available, I mean, if they make the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm not going to be able to watch the game.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, it'll be on TNT.
That'll be on TNT, yeah.
But still, we're playing playoff games that are being blacked out. That's crazy to me. Anyway.
Stupid.
We'll do more NBA playoffs probably next week when we're getting into game sixes and hopefully some game sevens. But besides that, if you don't have anything else, we can get into Mount Rushmore. Or tell me a story. I don't care. Look.
Adam is ready to get out of the 1 pound thing. I just want to know how your shoulders are going to feel tomorrow.
Yeah. Lefty's not feeling great. My right shoulder is the problem one that I've had a problem with for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling okay right now, but I think I've done mostly left so far.
Yeah.
Because this feels like I'm holding it in front of you kind of like, This feels like I don't know.
I see you just fine.
Okay.
That little 1 pound weight's not bothering me one bit.
No?
Yeah, you keep that thing.
You know what?
Although if you think you lose your pen again.
Let me try. I mean, that's.
You're searching all around on the ground. I'm like, what is he looking for?
I had it on
your notebook fell at one point. I saw that. You picked it up. And they keep looking down. I'm like, what is he possibly looking for right now?
I'm wondering if it's the pen that was in my hand. I'm wondering if it's going to be easier if it's balanced. Two at the same
time. All right,
one
give it
in
a
each
go.
Hand.
Give it a go. It's only 1 pound.
I'm gonna give it like 30 seconds and see what happens.
Okay. Mount Rushmore. Yeah, done.
Done. We're with finished.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore of jobs that you would never want to do. Jobs you would never want to do.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what? This was harder than I thought.
There's a lot of jobs that I don't want to do.
Yeah. But then like I started looking at things and I'm like, well, that I would never want to do that. But there are so many that are worse. There's gotta be way worse jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna put that one on there. Cause I know I'm going to find 1,000 others that are worse. I didn't end up finding a ton. Like, I don't know, maybe the searches weren't great that I did, but you know, you can find things like, I'm cleaning up crime scenes. You're cleaning up blood and all kinds of stuff. Sewer workers and things like that.
Like caseworker for kids that are molested or something.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds terrible to me.
Right. Yes. So
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I didn't do any research for this at all. So we can wait and hold. We can hold this off till next week.
Oh,
and we can just go to comedy because I feel like I could do more research. I feel like I'm going to need a lot more research for this.
Okay, you could do it off the top of your head if you feel like it. But
I feel like it would be terrible, and I feel like this can be really good.
Okay,
I did a disservice to this podcast by not doing what I should do for this because most of the ones that we do, I can just come down here and pop it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I forgot that we had one that was going to be really, really long, and we want to get this. I'm here for you,
buddy. All day, buddy.
All day.
I got it all day.
Oh, he's out here holding it out. A little grimace on the face. We're good. A little twisty arm. Oh boy. Hey, you know, real quick before we do that, I've said many times, and I try to get kids all the time. That sounded terrible. I try to get kids all the time is what I said.
Yeah.
So I've got a handshake that I do with all I started doing with my baseball boys four years ago. And since then I, you know, started coaching basketball, started doing with the basketball kids. Everybody's got the same one. And I made it my goal. I'm like, I'm getting all the Oak Hills to do this. Every kid that ever goes to Oak Hills is going to do this.
Okay.
Like when my son's in high school, every kid that's in high school is going to have this, going to know this. So I don't know if I've told you this, but baseball games come around now. Okay. And we play other teams. And when the third baseman's over there, I'm like, what's up, dude? What's your name, man? How you doing? You know, hey, I'm Joe. Hey, Joe, what's up, bud? I say, here we go. Ready? Every inning. You going to be out here all day? He's like, oh, my, for like four innings. I was like, all right, 1-2 knuckle. Boom. 1-2 knuckle. Get it. Make him do it twice. Now we got our thing, right? Every time I go out, every time he's out there, you know, I'm like, what's up? And he's like looking for me, right? They'll be looking for me. Now, I've been playing the same baseball teams for years. I got kids looking for me. I got kids walking up to me before games doing it. Three times this year, the kid would come through the line at the end of the game and do it. And every kid afterwards would want to do it with me. It takes me 10 minutes to get through the handshake line to do my handshake. Today, you know, with little girls, I had little girl softball, right? Little coach's pitch softball. And so the pitchers, we had Quinn, we had Kendall, and we had Jordan pitch today for the other team, but they stand next to me. So I got them, little 1-2 knuckle, right? Got them going. Next thing I know, we go through the handshake line. Who's the first one through the line? Jordan, one of the girls that was right there. Pat knuckle. Then Ken, they were all three right in front. Did a little 1-2 knuckle with all of them. Every kid on that other team wanted to go 1-2 knuckle with me. Every single kid. I saw kids on my baseball team the other day. They saw each other, walked up, 1-2 knuckle to each other.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not just me. It's not just me. Do it. Everybody does it. 1-2 knuckle. Everybody does it. I think I'm going to, so this is what I was going to say is that victory team that we played today, the coaches wanted them to wrap around and give themselves fives again, mm-hmm. right? You know, you give the team five and then you wrap around, give your team five.
Sure.
but it took so long for me to go through the line that they're just like, come on, girls, let's go. So I want to kind of be like the Reds, right? Like the Reds every year have something that they do to each other in that handshake line. Mm-hmm. For now on, I'm going to have the boys go through the line. And when they circle back, I want them doing it to each other. Every one of them doing it to each other.
Does your team circle back now or you're starting that?
No, we're going to start it. We're going to start it. Yeah, okay. We don't usually circle back.
Okay.
I'm a big circle back guy. Like softball game, anything like that. I'm a big circle back kind of guy.
Wasn't doing it.
No. I mean, for when I'm playing, when I'm softball, whenever I was doing anything, if I was the first one, even if I was the third person and the first two walked away, I circle that thing right back around, pound, and knock my team out too. And after seeing that today, I want my team to start doing that.
You're still playing softball, yes?
I have not played yet. We've played three games. The team has played three games. I have not been there.
Oh, okay. All right.
This Sunday might be the first time that Parker didn't have a game, and I don't really have my excuse.
Yeah. All right.
It got changed to Delhi Park. Told you that.
West Side's closed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, that's closer, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't want
to play softball.
No.
I say that right now because my body hurts and everything else. But as soon as I walk out there and I start running my mouth, and
it's more about the fun you have.
That's the whole point of it, is just being around the guys and, you know, hanging out. And, you know, you flip a little base hit out there every once in a while and you go, daddy still got it. You know, running, talking a little bit, run to first base, look at the first baseman and go, man, it's too bad the rest of my team's over 60. I'd have a base runner right now.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's a fun team. That's the team I've played with a couple of times. That's a fun team. Because I got the email that we're going to be starting back in one of our two summer leagues. In about a month or whatever, or 3 weeks or something.
Oh God, and I couldn't even imagine playing basketball right now.
I'm so excited. I've been wanting to play, but I'm going to be the worst I've ever been because, number one, I'm in the worst shape I've ever been right now. Number two, I think this might be the longest I've ever gone without playing basketball. It's been like 8 months or something like that, or 9 months or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I didn't have a place to play and I didn't coach this past season.
So you're not putting any shots up, even just messing around putting shots up.
We would stay, us coaches and maybe one or two players would stay after and shoot on the gun for, you know, some once a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I would be doing like in our off season stuff and helping out with the varsity practices and stuff when we didn't practice at the same time. I would be doing like ball handling drills with them and stuff. And that was like, I mean, I was doing, especially in the off season workouts, I'm always the ball handling guy. So I was doing like 36 minutes of ball because we would do stations.
Yeah.
So I would do like 36 minutes of like pretty intense ball handling. And even with a girl's ball, you're still handling the basketball.
It doesn't matter.
And that kept me going, you know? And now I played twice with this group of guys, really nice guys, not one basketball player in the bunch. So it kind of is hard to even count that.
Because you're not really playing then.
Yeah.
So I get that because that's like, okay, I'm coming out here. I'm going to, I'll throw some hoops up with you guys. And you don't want to show anybody up, but you also really don't care. So you're not trying really. You're just kind of messing around. It's like, oh, this dude doesn't know what he's doing. Just take another, put that shot up. Go on, man. Put it up.
Yep. Trying to like feeling like I can probably get a shot
anytime I want.
Anytime I'm definitely going to, you know, get everybody else involved as much as I can. And anyway, and not that I was like so much better than those guys.
No, they were just that bad.
They just weren't basketball guys. You know what I mean?
They were that bad. It's okay. I hate that these are probably your buddies. I hope nobody watches the podcast for you. But, you know, I feel like if they know who they are, that they know that they suck.
I'm not saying you're not.
No, I am.
But
I don't know. I don't even know who we're talking about.
Anyway.
Zero idea.
Yeah. I played twice. At a little tiny, it was at a Delshire.
I mean,
little tiny gym that was like, it's like
Is Delshire as bad as C.O. Harrison? These are all Oak Hills elementary school gyms. C.O. Harrison is the worst echoing gym in the entire world. It doesn't have a three-point line. Or it might, but it ends at the end line. Not the end
Neither
line. Not the
Dulles.
Out of bounds.
Dulles doesn't have a three-point line. Yeah. Probably this is probably very similar.
The echo in that place, we practiced there one time last year with fifth grade boys, and there was a, because it was a free gym, right? Like we just needed gym time. And so we go there instead of being out of middle school or the high school, and we go there and there is like second graders or third graders playing on the other half of the gym. And I walked up to our head coach. I was the assistant, and I walked up to him and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. It's like 5 minutes into practice. And I was like, I can't even talk to these kids. I can't get them to stop. I can't get them because no one can hear me because those little shenanigan people over there are crazy and loud. And it's the worst echoing gym in the world. It's if I talked like this, it would sound like I was yelling. So when little kids are yelling, it sounds like decibels that are being able to be picked up off of microphones. I don't know what the heck I just said.
And I know exactly what you mean. We played, I don't know if it had the same kind of echo, but we practiced a handful of times in a couple of really, really, really bad gyms when we were in grade school.
Oh yeah.
Kirby Road was one that I remember where the baskets are just bolted to the wall.
Yes.
So the end line is in front, is basically at the wall.
Yeah.
So you're shooting layups. You can't go through, right? You're shooting layups in front of the backboard and staying there and then circling around.
Jump stops, baby. Work on your jump stops.
And it had like, you know, Olympic gymnastics things in there. So it had like the rings, that would hang down in the middle of it. And then there's like a wooden ladder as part of the wall right there too.
Yeah.
So like you get a rebound off the ladder if you want, or like the ball's just bouncing. It was Holy Family without the space that it has on the ends, basically.
Wow.
From what I remember.
Smaller Holy Family. That's incredible.
It was crazy. And then we practiced at this little tiny church over on the boulevard a few times. And then we would be leaving, and there would be a dance team that came in after that, and they had the dude that was the flag corps guy for Elder,
yeah,
for a while,
100%,
Tony,
yeah,
Flag Tony,
we call yeah, 100%. I know you're talking about,
and he was in charge of that dance thing, and there were a couple. It was a girls' dance team with a couple boys on it, and Tony was in charge. And I remember, and then I think they complained a few times because they were like rappers or empty bottles or something, and they were there like when we came in or whatever, and we didn't clean up somebody else's garbage, so it was still there for them. And they like complained about us or whatever. But anyway, that was a little tiny gym too. Like,
Flag Tony, as you call him, our cousin used to date this girl we called Twirler Girl because she was, do you remember Twirler Girl? Tony used to date Twirler Girl, the baton twirler for Elder.
Why did I think that was his current wife?
No, she was in Flag. She did Flag. She's probably, you know, same thing. But this girl was the only one that had a baton.
I do remember the name Twirler Girl.
Oh boy, I will never in my life forget being in the student cheering section, and Twirler Girl is out there, and he's her little coach, and this is a mid 40s, not extremely overweight, but overweight. Mm-hmm. We'll call it, he's a fat dude.
I couldn't even tell how old he was.
I'm going to guess he's that old.
He was back then.
So he's probably in his 60s now.
Still doing it, by the way.
I believe it.
I saw him not long ago with some dance team.
And he's out there, and that boy flipped that thing up in the air. He gave that a two twirls, stuck it, snapped that twirler out of the middle of the air, and held that pose, girl. He was on it. My man, I will never forget that dude as long as I live. Just watching him on the sidelines of football games snap. It was almost like he wasn't even like teaching her anything. It was like, I've got all of these men and all of these people at Elder. I am going to, listen, sweetheart, this is what I want you to do. Snap. Ooh, girl, that's what I'm talking about. And this girl's like, I don't even throw it in the air. I just kind of spin it on my hand. But old boy, ooh, he would snap that thing out of the air and strike a pose. He was.
What a pro.
He was.
What a pro.
You know, it's funny because you think about stereotypes. Like, you want to talk about stereotypes? That was. Huh? That dude was the most stereotypical gay man to ever walk the face of the earth. What did you think I was going to say?
No, I was going to try to, like, you know, put you in jail on that, and like mess with you and be like, okay, what do you mean, Chris? What are you talking?
Oh, yeah.
You just flat out said it.
Yeah, 100%. Total stereotypical gay man. 1,000%.
Oh, shout out Flag Anthony.
Flag Anthony.
That reminded me. Reminded me of a skit on a comedy show that could never be, I don't think would ever be done now. Do you remember from In Living Color, Men on Film? It was David Wayans and David Alan Greer, and they were
hated it.
I do remember. It was like two snaps and something, yeah. And their little saying. Yeah. Whoops, I rested it on my head for a second.
It's okay, you got to do it next week now.
No problem. Okay, all right,
for those of you that are listening to this on iHeartRadio or Apple iTunes podcasts or Spotify or any of the millions of others that are out there that this is on and aren't on YouTube, Adam is really getting to the point now where this thing, we were trying to end it and I was going to help him, but then I just had a couple things pop in my head and now we're getting to, all right, it's time.
Here's the thing. I'm good. Like in a minute, my left shoulder will start hurting and then I'll be here and I'll be fine for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good for a couple minutes at a time and then I switch it over and I feel like I can go.
I feel like you flip that thing in the air, snatch that thing out of the air like Twirler Girl Tom.
Yeah.
What's his name? Flag Tony. Flag my bad. Twirler Girl Tom, Flag Tony, whatever his name was.
Yep. Or if you're formal, Flag Anthony.
Flag Anthony.
So a couple things. When I was younger, I did take drums for a year and then played drums in the band for a year.
Yeah, I did that with the saxophone.
Yes. And this, I would take 1 pound weights and practice my stick flips by doing this with 1 pound weights.
Yeah.
Also in the 90s, like early and mid 90s, I was a big Arsenio Hall fan.
Yeah.
And so I would take 1 pound dumbbells and do the,
really get your so when you got to the Arsenio Hall show or when you were watching it
and I was in the dog,
free reign with that hand.
I mean, I was fast as lightning in the dog pound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was all because of the training with the with the dumbbells.
Nice.
So this is nothing to me.
This is like piece of cake. It's basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
I love that your stick flips were done with 1 pound weights.
Thank you.
I wish that was a true story.
So do I. Okay. I'm good with whatever you want to do. I also am fine with going into Neil Brennan.
Let's go. Neil Brennan, good as gold.
Crazy
what is it?
Good.
Crazy good. And first off, congratulations, Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
For no longer having any mental issues, but just feeling good right now.
Feeling good. Feeling crazy good.
Crazy good.
Yeah. He, in fact, he started the special that way. He's like, if you're looking for the last couple of specials where I talk about
mental
health
and how terrible my life is, and not his life is, but
just what he's dealt with and what he thinks about and stuff like that. He's like, it's just gonna be, it's mostly jokes this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you, even though I liked his last couple specials, I loved the just kind of getting back to regular comedy, just a bunch of different topics.
Yeah.
It was, because the last one was blocks, I think. And it was like he had specific things, but they were all mental health related.
Yeah.
But this was just jokes.
So I'll tell you, started out and I was like, man, I wonder if he's as good a joke teller as he needs to be. Like, cause that's a lot of everything he's done the last couple.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are parts where I was just kind of chilling, but he had some sneaky ones on me. Mm-hmm. He hit me with a couple sneak ups.
Yeah.
That don't happen very often in the comedy scene anymore. Like, I feel like I've heard it all and I'm ready for whatever's coming. He got me with a couple good sneak ups, like sneak up laughs where I got loud laughing. It was loud, yeah. Loud, good, loud laughs.
Same.
Yeah. He got me with a couple good sneak ups.
Yep. Yeah. I actually wrote some stuff down without trying not to give anything away, but he talked about social media a lot and kind of the difference between men on social media and women on social media.
Yep.
And he started with the clap thing and then he turned into
it was a little overproduced on that side of things. That's two in a row. That might be overproduced for me.
Here's the thing. Neil Brennan's was way underproduced compared to Dimitri
1,000%. Yes. Yes. So I guess this is the right time to do this, because if we would have done it beforehand, I'd be like, this is too much. He kept going to the phone and switching around. Too
I feel like he only did it a couple times, but
he did. It was only a couple times.
And the first time he was JFK.
Yeah.
and then he was Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so those were funny. And I did kind of like, same reason I liked it for Dimitri Martin. It was another element added to it. I like the simplicity of just stand there and tell funny jokes, but also especially because of how frequently or infrequently, depending on how you look at it, he did it. It was like, it added another little thing to it. And even, I don't even know if you notice the name he like made up, Instagram names or whatever for JFK and MLK. And so I was like, okay, I like that kind of a little subtle thing at the bottom of the screen. And he did the little artsy kind of thing.
Sure. Looked like a phone.
Yeah. Anyway, the all the social media stuff, the religion attack ads, I thought were funny.
Those were good. I didn't
that
like
was
die.
Produced thing.
I didn't like die laughing at those. But there were some good ones, like the one for Christians was really good. That was a good little sneak at the end. He snuck that one in on the end on me because I wasn't ready for that.
The Christians against the Muslims, is that, or the Jews against the Christians?
I don't remember. Whichever one ended with we'll bring the wine, you bring the little boys.
yeah, that was Christians to Muslims, I think. Anyway, I know what you mean. It's one that I kind of don't want to say just because I don't even like saying the word out loud, but like the kill versus rape stuff.
Oh yeah.
Where he like switch the words.
I'll tell you what, so he's Adam's laughing right now after he said the word rape, right? Which obviously is not a normal thing for him. Neil Brennan does a phenomenal job with this joke.
Mm-hmm.
This might be one of my favorite. This is probably my favorite joke. This is my favorite joke, not just because of how funny it was, but because like, oh, it's 100% true. Like,
yeah,
like what? How does that? It's perfect. It's the perfect joke. That was a perfectly done. I feel like that was probably my favorite joke in the whole thing. And he's not even joking about rape. There's not a it's not a joke about rape at all.
I think that's what I liked about
That's what was so good about it. It was like, oh, here we go. He's going to make a rape joke. And then, you know, it's like.
And he set it up that way, too. He's like, look, I know we don't talk about this and, you know, it's bad and everything. But the way he did, and it was like, it was kind of several jokes.
Yeah. Kill, murder, this, that, the other. And then it goes to. Yeah. I thought that was really. And you got to watch it in order to get it. But like I said. He doesn't make a joke about rape, but it's a great rape kill joke.
Yeah. Yep. And then the best athletes are the craziest.
Oh, that was awesome. And he could have gone on so much longer. There was no Mike Tyson in there. There was a lot of things that were left out of that crazy athlete thing.
And he did several examples too, but you're right. There were a lot of people he probably could have done too. And the Michael Jordan's hobby and his passion.
Yeah.
That's two different things.
Yeah.
And then I think the last thing I had was, he did the psychopaths and drug addicts stuff.
Yeah.
And then the support my fear thing with the girl that he was dating at the end. I thought that was really
funny. That was good. Can I tell you? The very end of the joke, though, he ended it.
That
was a terrible ending. Terrible. Like, that was a good special. And what are we doing now?
There was, because we.
I know that he tried to switch it back. You know, he brought it back at the very end, but that was.
There was
awkward. It was awkward.
There was a punchline right before that I thought was going to be the last
thing. Yeah.
And then he said like something else and then something
and
else.
And then repeated it four times.
Yeah. So it was a little bit, I was kind of surprised.
Oh, guys, do you want me to tell you how to?
Anyway, I liked the special, but I want to hear what you rate it.
So I feel like it was really good. I had a number in my head this whole time. As I talk about it, I feel like I should go up a little bit. I don't feel like this was, it was good. And I would suggest anybody to watch it. Our mid is what, 3.5 or 3?
Yours is.
Let's just call it ours.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine's 2.5. Yours is 3.
Okay. So 3 is the middle. So
we can go 2.75.
No, no, no. It's mine's correct.
All right.
Started 0.
No, you started 1. I started 0. You started 1. That's why yours is 3. Mine's 2.5.
Oh. Well, you're correct then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I still feel like 3 is the middle.
Okay. Sure.
Why not? I'm going to go. I don't know if I want to get to a 4 or not. Like, when I stopped watching this, I was at 3.6.
Oh.
But I could give it as high as a 4.2. You know what I mean? Like, I go back and I think it was the ending that pushed me off when I first listened to it. But then, you know, we start talking about the jokes again, and I'm like, actually, this was really good, except for the last literally minute and a half, maybe. Yep. That last minute and a half, 2 minutes, I was like, what is going on right now? It just didn't. It felt like I knew he needed to bring it around and I knew he was going to, but then when he did bring it around, I was like, you did all of that and repeated yourself 4 times and told 3 stories of compliments to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You do so much better than that. But I'm going to go 4.2. I'm going to give it the high one, 4.2.
All right. And I'll show you what I had, written down there. And that's a 4.2. We both had a 4.2.
Can I tell you that I thought you had 4.6 written down when I looked earlier?
Really?
That was a big reason I jumped at the 4.2. If I'd have known you had 4.2, I'd have stuck with a 3.8. Nope, I'm going with it. 4.2 is good.
We met at 4.2. That feels good.
I thought you had 4.6 on there. What did I see? Because looking from this side.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Yeah,
a little backwards, a little upside down. Yep.
Okay.
You gotta stop looking at your paper, man. It toggles my brain when I'm thinking about these things.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so now we got to come up. Well, we've got a Mount Rushmore for next week.
That's right.
So now we have to come up. You get to. Yeah, you go.
Comedy.
Yes, comedy.
Next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go. So we were thinking, you know, Jimmy Carr is the next big one.
Hey, he said he talked about Jimmy Carr on that too. That was really funny.
I'll tell you what.
I went back and watched it like 4 times when he was like.
Yeah. He named names and talked about so many people.
Yep.
Like you don't see that often at all. Maybe ever from. And he talked about.
I became a comedian so I could. Jerk off in front of women that don't want to see me, or what did he say?
Right,
yeah,
right.
He totally. What was that?
That's the only one that he didn't name.
He didn't name a name, but every that was the one where he kind of said something afterwards too. Like, do you know what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Little Louis C.K. joke out there.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And that was,
why not say Louis C.K. but say all those other people?
But I think that was a more like kind of a something that he had against that person. Like I feel like everything else was kind of.
You're right, and it was earlier on too. It wasn't in that same. Was it?
Yeah, it was
same?
At the end of it. I thought.
Yeah,
because he talked about Rogan a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, he talked about Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle and.
I absolutely hate doing Joe Rogan. I gotta pee so bad. They're so long. That is funny. I wonder if anybody's ever just been like, "Hey, can we pause real quick?"
Oh, it happens all the time.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Okay. On I'm assuming it has to happen on his. Yeah, I have seen it on.
Those
it
like
happens on
three
all,
and a
all
half
the time.
Hours sometimes.
They're, I was I telling you that or somebody else that when he does the Save Our Parks with Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, and Ari Shaffir, they've gone 5 hours twice. I think it's like they're sitting there for maybe it's edited down a little bit to 3.5 or 4, but Mark Norman has said 5 hours we sat there and Shane Gillis drank 37 beers in 5 hours and he had all the cans and anyway. So yes, that does happen. I'm going to go back to YouTube because there are tons. I mean, we see all the Netflix ones because they pop right up. There's so many on YouTube that are still coming out too. And we're going to go back to somebody that we've seen and you weren't a huge fan of it. We did the Are You Garbage special, right? It's H. Foley and two guys.
Okay.
The Are You Garbage guys.
Yeah.
Oh, his name just escaped.
So we're doing H. Foley.
H. Foley, who has his own, he did his own special.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube. And it's just the half hour stand up comedy special presented by Are You Garbage. But it's just him, and I'm pretty sure it's just
him remember that
doing jokes.
Yeah.
I
feel like I like this guy better than I liked the other guy anyway. So
okay. Kevin Ryan is the other guy.
He looked like somebody I wouldn't like.
H. Foley?
Yeah.
Really?
Let me just look at a couple of these little headshots here. Like he just looks like somebody I would not want to talk to.
But those are headshots. I mean, he's
okay. You're right. If you're getting headshots, I don't want to talk to you. That's very true.
You know what's funny?
Very true.
You know what's funny?
You got headshots for your resume.
No, but the timing is incredible. So, like 3 years ago, they start at work.
Hold on. Sorry. The timing is incredible. 3 years ago.
You'll see.
This is great.
You'll see.
I know that it's going to come back, but that's just sometimes words just get together so well.
Right. You're okay. So the timing's amazing. So when I was six, right? No. I think it was about 3 years ago now, they sent a thing out, and this was during the pandemic. Like we still weren't back in the office at all yet.
Okay.
They said we're gonna start doing professional headshots
for the website or something like that, or your business cards or something.
We have our meetings on Teams, on Microsoft Teams.
Okay.
And so we don't turn our cameras on, but your profile, your picture will come up,
mm-hmm.
right, with your name and everything. So we got them done. They continued it like they do them for all the new hires, and if anybody wants to get them redone, they do them like every few months.
Mm-hmm.
So. The first time I got it done, right? And so I got my glamour shot, you know, I went and got my makeup done.
Yeah.
And all that. Went in, got it done, and that's been my picture ever since. It's the only time I've ever had like a professional.
Yeah. Because like you go on LinkedIn and there's so many people that have that professional.
Yeah.
I don't have a picture on LinkedIn purposely because it's either some guy going like with a wide open mouth, crazy face, you know, something, or it's a professional. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to do this, I would want a
professional,
but I also don't want to go get a professional photo.
So. Right. So because they provided one, I did one because we were supposed to. And so anyway, so I've had this. Ever since then, I'm like, on my LinkedIn profile, it's some really bad picture that I had of myself from during the pandemic at some point. I think my hair was longer and stuff. And I'm like, but this, I don't like any pictures of myself. So I just picked that one. So that's been for a while. That's been my picture. And I've been wanting to change it. And I've like been trying to look for, because I thought they sent those to us like as a file.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I could not find it anywhere in my work computer. And somehow the other day I came across it at work looking for something else.
Awesome. Yes.
And so I got it.
Happens in my OneDrive all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, I got to save that somewhere different.
Yes, that's going to my desktop now.
Right now.
So that's what I did. And last night, on every social media I have, I changed it to that picture. So
Adam Schmidt behind next to Adam Silver basketball, giant basketball is gone?
It's gone. That was from like 10 years
ago. I know it was.
So this picture, is brand new to everybody. I'm getting comments on because I forgot. I forgot because you can like you change it on Facebook. You change it on Facebook and it says, do you want to notify everybody that you changed your? And I said, no, picture. I don't want anybody to notice. And it still shows everybody. It's like puts it as a post like this person changed their profile.
Yeah.
And I forgot that it did that. And I've got like 5 or 6 comments. And I go and I'm, what is this? And I look and it's my profile and it's the thing. And it says Adam Schmidt updated his profile picture and it's people saying, God, you're ugly and stuff like that. And so, anyway, that's all changed. And I really just wanted it for LinkedIn, to be honest, but I wasn't happy with any of my
videos. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You changed it on all of your social media accounts.
Yes.
Is it on all of your dating profiles?
No, I probably will be at some point, but I'm not super active on those right now. So,
Thing.
No, yeah. It doesn't mean anything. It's just,
I just throwing it out there.
I just haven't been, I'm mentally preparing for summer basketball. So I don't I don't have time for,
I got time to be like Tiger Woods before the Masters. Did you hear that?
I'm right. Yes. Yes. Saving my legs.
I was there on Tuesday and we heard that while we were driving down there, and I was like, God, not all I want to do is watch anything media. Somebody's got to ask him a question about this. Is this for real? Is it not?
And you're like, because if I see him, I'm asking.
So there were people there while we were around, and the Masters is totally different, right? Like, so respectful. People were like, but they were still talking about it. Like, people behind me were like, hey, you should yell out there and see how long it's been since he's got one off, man. Is he not rubbing one off either? What's he doing over there? Oh, that's terrible. I should have said that on, but that's okay.
I'm just not really paying super close attention to it.
I gotcha.
But what's funny is
I don't pay super close attention. I have my notifications on still, but
they are. Yeah. They are. Honestly, because I'm too lazy to change. I like if I start dating somebody, I don't change any of that stuff. I just don't care to. But I met somebody a while ago on there, went on one date, went fine and everything. We said we were gonna go on a second date and everything, and then she was like, you know what? I'm too busy at work. And
she gulled you.
She didn't really gull me.
Oh no, she told you it wasn't gonna happen.
She told me.
Oh,
you
aren't gulled.
She's like, I mean, I kind of feel like she also was not interested.
It's a professional gull.
It's a professional gull. And since then, she and I talk all the time, like just text all the time. And so she has a twin sister.
She's gonna set you up with a twin sister.
The other day, I opened the thing up because I think I had a notification, and the first it's one of them that just the first person comes up and you say swipe or whatever was her twin sister's profile.
Did you swipe right?
I didn't swipe anything, but I took a screenshot and sent it to her like, look who just came up. I'm like,
anyway, now hold on a second here. Hold on. Okay. We may not be ending this podcast as fast as we thought.
This is another, bring back,
yeah,
a very short-lived segment where we would look at the dating profile stuff.
So you said that she said she's a little too busy, maybe a professional woman, got a lot going on work-wise and other stuff to date. Like, so maybe I'm just not, you know, went on the date, it was good, it was awesome, but I don't know that I've got time in my life for this,
mm-hmm.
basically is what she told you.
Mm-hmm.
and yet you text constantly though. What's a lot? What not, is not, not a, I mean, constantly was a wrong word.
So
a lot.
So the amazing thing is, what are my two favorite hobbies in the entire world?
Basketball and comedy.
Thank you. Her, she is a massive basketball and comedy fan.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
That's so, all we talk about.
That's okay. That's fine. You can sugarcoat it all you want.
I'm
at what point, how long ago was it where she said, look, I don't know if I have time to date, you know, great guy. I did want to go on a second date with you. I just don't know if I got time. How long ago was it?
Couple months.
Mm-hmm. And you've been texting
for a while. We didn't text much and then just started.
Okay.
In the last maybe 3 weeks or something.
Did she reach out to you first or did you randomly reach out to her first? You reached out to her. It took you way too long. You wouldn't know if she reached out to you first. You would have said it immediately.
I think so.
I feel like that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did. So she responded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty consistent. Maybe not constant, but consistent.
Especially recently, yes.
Especially recently. Mm-hmm. Is it time to say, hey, how about that second date?
Well, I didn't have to. She the other day said, hey, I'm going on vacation next week. Maybe when I get back, maybe we can grab dinner. I'm not even sure it's a date. Because I don't really even get the feeling she's interested in me in that way, but we've like become friends because we talk about basketball every night, especially now that the playoffs. She's a big Knicks fan. And I told her, I was like, I grew up
loving Patrick Ewing.
I grew up hating the Knicks.
Yeah.
And I also texted her the other day because John Starks is now sitting in the front row and he's standing up and walking out halfway out on the court and slapping the players on the back when they just made a layup and got fouled. And I'm like, I'm sorry to say this, but I still hate John Starks. And she's like, yeah, he's a jerk. I'm like, oh, thank
John Starks was a jerk back then, but when he was on your team, you know,
huh? Oh,
if he's
on the Knicks, yeah, I get, but yeah, she was a Knicks fan. She doesn't like him either.
So, all right. So you are going to go back on another date. Very exciting. Awesome.
I don't really even think
she asked you if you wanted to go to dinner.
She lives an hour and 45 minutes away.
She asked you if you wanted to go to dinner.
She said, maybe when I get back next week, maybe we can get dinner. Something like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, will you get dinner with me?
She wouldn't have been texting you as much.
Can we please go on a date?
Slowly but surely falling in love with you over comedy and NBA basketball if she didn't want to go on a date with you. She's just tired of you not asking. You'd like,
no,
like, oh my God.
She's giving me no reason to think I should.
I'm totally looking up all these names as he's texting me and finding out things about them and just so I can keep texting him, but he's not gonna ask me back out.
She knows more about comedy than I do. She I was watching the playoffs the other day and I text her about something and it was like a little bit later and she texted me back. She's like, oh, I just got home and turned it on. She's like, Donnell Rawlings was down at the whatever. I had to go down and see him. I see him every time he comes here. I'm like, how about that?
That's cool. Donnell Rawlings just got roasted not that long ago. What's the TV show? What's the
kid does a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely does. He went on. I can't remember. The guy does a show where he brings comedians on and they do like an open mic and then they like roast the guy that just did the open mic.
Kill Tony. Yeah.
He was on Kill Tony. Yeah. And, he's trying to roast this guy, and this dude just lights him up, bro. Lights him up so good. It was awesome.
That's a great podcast. It's huge now, and he's getting, like, the biggest comedians on to do the panel or whatever.
Yeah, well, apparently I was just watching a thing with Rogan. They were in Ohio or something, and he had asked Rogan and Dave Chappelle, but wasn't sure if Dave Chappelle was going to be there, and he gets up there, and he's like, and I just want to introduce, you know, this guy's one of my best friends, and he was talking about Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
And then he saw Dave Chappelle, and the place started going, he's like, Ohio's own Dave Chappelle, and Joe Rogan was talking about this. I saw it through Rogan talking about it.
I saw
Rogan's like, it was a full 1 minute standing ovation, and was just insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Dave Chappelle, dude, he's going down. Like, this dude is, we are watching like a Richard Pryor, like a legend, a Lenny Bruce, you know, guys that will forever be remembered.
Yeah.
Is who this dude is going to end up being.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. I think he's already way at the top of the list for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's he's done so many specials and he did so many a short amount of time when he signed that deal with Netflix. And there was so much controversy with all the, you know, he's like almost spending too much time talking about trans people. And
so I also think Dave Chappelle, when he thinks he's got somebody, like he's one like me, I love, if I find something that's going to annoy you, there's a really good chance that I'm going to continue to talk about it. You call it a bully, call it an a-hole, call whatever
call
you want.
John Starks.
Call it a John Starks. Call whatever you want. It's a little bit of that's like, okay, you don't like that? Guess what? Here's a little more. How about that? Sure. Huh? How about
sure,
that?
Sure. Huh. I think a lot of people have that.
Yeah. And you can't hurt my feelings. So you go ahead and say whatever you want. I don't really care, but I know I can get you. Watch this. Two words. Boom, boom. Now you're pissed.
Yeah.
I used to get such a kick out of that. Not as much anymore. I'm a much nicer person the older I get. I used to get such a kick out of pissing people off. It was so much fun. And they'd start yelling and calling me names and being, and I'd be like, yeah, actually.
You like that?
Pretty much, yeah. Sounds about right about me, bud.
That's terrible.
Sounds about right about me. You can't hurt my feelings. I could care less. No, it means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Now I have kids.
Now you have kids.
I'm a lot nicer. Keep talking about bullies and stuff. And me and my sister were having a conversation the other day and I was talking about like being mean to somebody, but I was like, I really liked him. He was a good dude, man. But I used to do this to him all the time and it pissed him off. And she was like, you were a bully. And I was like, I was not a bully. I stuck up for all the kids like that. And I was like, oh, but I did kind of a dick to some people. Pretty big time. But she called me a bully straight out. Yeah. So I was like, man, now I got to be a better person.
Now that you have kids, 11 years ago.
11 years ago. And when the kids aren't there, or if I'm back on a softball field or around any of my
buddies,
or just around any of my buddies, then guess what? I'm right back there.
Oh, that's funny.
Did I talk about when we were at the Masters? And I, like, and there was a point where we were talking about how one of our favorite things to do is one of the guys that was there with us is I mess with him so hard during golf that he physically can't golf anymore. Like he becomes he's a good golfer. He becomes a terrible golfer when he golfs with me. And I can just say a couple words. Every time he opens his mouth, I just say one or two words and walk away. And he's immediately given me 15 excuses and like, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm underneath his skin. I officially live there. We've talked about that. Cause I said, I live in his head, but, I was really nice to him the whole time.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Nice.
Very anyway, good. I can do that to so many people and I love it. If I see that it irritates you just a little bit, I'll so love it so much.
Oh,
so much, so much, so much, so much.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
should we end it because your arm's tired?
My arm feels amazing.
Okay. I've done everything I could to get this to go as long as I can. Adam's 1 pound weight. I'm going to go ahead and say, Adam, go ahead and put it down. I think you can put it down. Oh, careful now. You don't want to hurt your neck. Lays it on the head and the arms can go to the side. Congratulations, Adam, for paying your debt, for the bracket challenge. And so we've got H. Foley. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go back to the Mount Rushmore of jobs you would never want to do.
That's correct.
Until next time, don't forget to turn your headlights on.